Welcome to the Kenyon Long Slim Cast, baby. That's right. The only podcast that is vertical. And we do episodes that's 3 minutes. We do episodes that's 10 minutes long as well. Of course, we kind of ran over last episode. So make sure you do that, man, and check it out, man. I am here to talk about a bunch of things. Of course, we like a lot of sports. You guys like a lot of sports. And of course, go to the Kenyon Long Podcast on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, man. Hit that Koji link in the bottom as well, man. Let's get to it, man. Messi wins the game. Messi and PSG. Starting out with a little football news, man. Messi and PSG, man. They suspended Messi because his ass went to an unauthorized trip to Saudi Arabia. All right, PSG, of course, you guys know, two soccer teams. I support PSG and I support Juventus. That's it. Juve and PSG, man. I have yet to select a Premier League. Maybe I need to. So look. Messi ass, you know, he got a lot of money. All right, let's keep it real. All right, this dude got a lot of money. He went to Saudi Arabia to talk to them about, you know, trying to get a deal, man. He saw like Ronaldo over there getting a bag, crazy $200 million. All right, I think he's like the top player now, more than LeBron James, the money he done made. So he getting his Saudi money. Everybody getting his Saudi money. All right, what about black people? Saudi Arabia, look, I don't know what all y'all do here. I'm from North Carolina. I don't know what everybody do in Saudi Arabia. I know my uncle was over there. All right, he served over there for a little bit. I had some homeboys who went over there not too long ago. But I'm just saying, how can black people get this Saudi money? Saudi money's got their own golf league. All right, there was a lot of people. Tiger Woods, he could have been a part of it. He's like, I'm not gonna do it. So Messi went over there and talked to them like, look, he's trying to get that bag. How you get suspended for taking a vacation? A lot of y'all tell your boss, you ain't coming in next week. Your ass ain't coming in. You got a vacation already planned. I already know where you're going to, the Dominican Republic. And it's not going to happen. Guess what? All right, because you a passport bro. You trying to be a passport bro. You going to the DR. You told your boss, you ain't coming in. You taking this trip. You need it. And guess what? Your ass gonna get fired. Just like Messi. Messi said, they saying that Messi could get $400 million from Saudi Arabia, not America. I mean, hey, you know, they money probably gonna be here too. So it's gonna be Saudi America. Look, Messi went over there and talked to them about, look, man, we trying to get some money. All right, you got $400 million for me. Like, look, if someone offered me a potential for $400 million, what would you do? Would you go? And a lot of y'all sitting here hating on this, but some of you have taken a job interview on your lunch break. Some of you have come into work today late because you was doing a job interview. All right. Am I wrong? Or some of you leave your job early to go to a job interview. All right. I'm calling your ass out. That's all Messi did. Messi's like, oh, I don't have a Messi voice. I'm done here. All right. $400 million, he'll be the highest paid soccer player ever. I'm going over there. I don't give a damn what you said. And I'm pretty sure the Saudis sent him a plane. They sent his ass a plane, and my ass is going over there. What you need to go over to is you need to go to the Koji link, man. We got a brand new TikTok book out there, man, to help you grow your TikTok, man. Also, of course, I got other stuff for sale on my Koji link, man. So make sure you hit that up. The manager series that you guys love on TikTok, the manager series, we're doing a full length version. That's going to be for the web and streaming platform. So tips, man, drop them tips in there, baby. And coming up, we got Warrie Woods Jr. He spoke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And he was the comedian doing the, I guess you would say, the light roasting. And so this is, I like somebody, he had a lot of good jokes, man. This is one of my favorites.
It's a tumultuous time in the media, though. We got layoffs everywhere. BuzzFeed News, NPR, Axios, Washington Post, ESPN. Paramount Global right now is considering offers from Byron Allen and Tyler Perry to purchase BET. That's how bad it is out there. These companies are so broke, they're giving BET back to black people. Which, by the way, is not what we meant when we said black people wanted reparations. We meant cash. You can give it to us in the Harriet Tubman 20s.
Hilarious. Shouts out to Warrie Woods Jr., man. Of course, my late brother's one of his favorite comedians. So shout out forever. Always love the Warrie Woods Jr., man. That's a good joke. I don't know who wrote that joke, but shout out to his team. Wrote that joke, man. That's hilarious. That's definitely hilarious. He definitely killed it at the White House. He definitely killed it at the White House correspondence. But look, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's some rough times out here, man. When BET, now owned by white people, and they trying to sell it back to black people, that's when you know the product's down. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when they want to give something back to black people that we originally owned, and it's like, okay, yeah, you guys can have this. So, hilarious. Also, what's missing? Where the hell is them Harriet Tubman stuff? Where is that at? I need to know what the hell happened to the Harriet 20s? Like, I was all hype. The PR move for the Harriet Tubmans, black people, we already had created a nickname. We created a nickname when we heard, oh, yeah, Tubmans. All right, hit me with a couple of Tubmans. We created a nickname before the money was even created. We already had the nickname, even them Tubmans. Let me give a couple of Tubmans. Oh, I'm taking some Tubmans to the strip club. I'm taking them. You know, I made it rain Tubmans last night. And we ain't got it, man. We can't even use it. Black people, we created a lot of languages, all right? A lot of slang. And Africa, they got tons of languages. And we got tons of slang here all over the world. But in America, we wanted to use Tubmans. We done had this now for the past 7 years, and we still haven't made any chance to use them Tubmans, except for talking about this money that's still not here yet. Come on, United States. Bring them Tubmans in. 2023, man. We got robots doing backflips and smacking people. We got cars that drive people without anybody in it. And we also got electric cars catching on fire. But we can't get no damn Tubmans? The fuck? Hilarious. Hilarious, man. Speaking of... Ooh, not that. Speaking of Tubmans, Ime Udoka is hired by the Houston Rockets. Now, you know Ime Udoka, of course, he was the coach of the Boston Celtics, and he got them to the NBA Finals in the 2022 season, but 21 to 22. But then the problem was, this nigga was out here fucking. I mean, if this was the picture of you never shit, where you live, all right? This Ime Udoka is right there. Or whatever the saying is, man. Don't eat where you shit, all right? Don't eat where you shit. Ime is like, I don't give a damn. I'm fucking the president's wife. I'm fucking the assistant of Brad Stevens. I don't give a damn. I'm fucking these white chicks. Like, this dude here. And you got Nia Long at home, all right? Now, I don't know how old Ime is. He got gray hair, but everybody grays earlier. I don't know. I got 4 gray hairs, and I'm tripping out about it. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know what, we don't know what the white girls look like. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know what they look like. But I'm just saying, Nia Long was at home and you just like, yo, man, let's see what these white girls about. Never do that, man. We already talked about this. It never works out at your job. When you trying to sleep with somebody at your job, it will eventually blow up in your face. So Ime is